I leave it all.
George Ezra with Budapest on Star FM. Amber and Billows, and thanks to La Trobe University, Mildura.
Amber, do you ever get to a point in your life or your day where you just say to yourself, man, I really need to see some Kim Kardashian selfies?
Not often, because I see them all the time anyway.
Yeah, that's fair. You're a bit of an Instagrammer, so I'm guessing, do you follow her?
I do.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not going to judge you. Lots of people follow her. I'm going to judge you a little bit. Well, sometimes, you know, when you're out of mobile range or whatever, you might be just jonesing for a fix of Kardashian selfies. You're like, if I don't see Kim Kardashian taking a photo of herself soon, I'm going to climb up the wall like a bug's up my skin.
Yeah, kind of. It does get like that, actually.
Oh, God, I hope you're joking at this point.
I am. Thank God. Below
well.
You're a wombat.
Oh, Kim Kardashian is releasing a book of selfies.
What?
350 pages long, might I add.
350, so that's not quite a year's worth of selfies. If she took a selfie
almost,
a day.
Almost. You're spot on. Her autobiography wouldn't be that long, I wouldn't think. Not if she was writing it anyway.
And boring. Like, she grew up as a rich girl. Yeah. She's still rich now. Get over yourself.
Yeah. Do you want to know the title?
Yes.
Kim Kardashian's book of selfies is titled Selfish.
Totally.
Seems very appropriate. Seems very, very appropriate. But yeah, no, spot on. I mean, now wherever you are, you can be seeing Kim Kardashian's sultry look at you wherever you are.
Well,
as opposed to,
you know, Instagram. Or whatever. She's not intelligent enough to write an actual book with words.
Yeah.
So she has to be a picture book kind of author.
Yes. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a pop-up book.